Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Okay, is this good? Yeah, it sounds good. So great to be here. Hemingway's is historic, and maybe I'm becoming historic as well, because I've been coming to Hemingway's for many, many years, and I never take it for granted. And I also feel like it's teacher night, because we started out with those beautiful poems from Diane Seuss, and then the shout-out to Nancy Krakowski. So I think I have to do a shout-out to Michael Worster, who is my teacher. And I never like to miss an opportunity to give my appreciation. Okay. And thank you, Joan and Chris, for the invite. The Doras of Ireland, for Sandy and John. I'm eating a veggie burger and fries at Red Robin, reading John Burnside's Snake on the hottest day in Pittsburgh, but it's cold in here. The snake and the partner who brings it home to amuse her mate. I dreamt about snakes the night before the flight to Dublin. Egyptian asp coiling at the doorways. Didn't St. Patrick, always pictured with snakes, drive them out? On the wall above my table hangs a poster, The Doors of Ireland. Weathered plains of turquoise, maroon, coral. Dambala, god of rod and snake, you laugh at my wanderings and find me here, back home, feeding, scaling a hill of doors. Okay. And this is a neighborhood poem. This September morning, moles like us rise from suburban drives, flood the surface like headlights through fog. It's not quite time for the rooster a few doors away to start calling, discordant among the street noise of tires, pavement, car doors. Day calls more audibly, iPhone calendars, reminders, notes. My husband works in the office upstairs, stops in the afternoons, hears Henry, gets me. You hear that? That's Kathy's rooster. But Kathy says he's got to go. Left her with eight chicks, rushes forward at her, the kids. Some neighbors aren't as fond of Henry as you are, she says. Last evening, I heard Henry's scratchy pitch slicing the laughter of the neighbor children and my dog's muffled half bark. I wonder if Henry knows something. So, speaking of neighborhoods, I don't know if any of you are fans of the Addams Family, but this is called Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Whatever over the hump day means to retired off the work clock me. Wednesday, week's hinge. Taking my mother for the annual checkup, continuing to watch for disease she's escaped all of these years. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Who names their child Wednesday? Morticia and Gomez? No one before 1965, but 61 did in 2015. Wednesday. And a disembodied thing. Up can be down. Space-time flip. Woden's Day. God of war and wisdom. I call Rite Aid. Make an appointment for the booster. Guard the days. Remember 2020, the lost year, home burial. still stumble toward the surface of things like adjustment after cataract surgeries, comic depth perception, sky, road, wind against skin, somewhere to go. And this is called Tuesday just because it was a Tuesday night when I was watching last year the U.S. Open. TFO, chili red Nikes, big foe, you aren't supposed to choke. Ask the bookies if you don't believe me. Time for a shirt change, teal and sleeveless. Your smile, your forward on the toes prize fighter pirouette, TFO. Your frozen crowd stares. You aren't supposed to lose serve to barely has a record junior. Time for a shirt change, Technicolor. This Tuesday, you send me to frosted hoe garden and potato salad, to REM, everybody hurts. TFO, you aren't supposed to collapse against college guy's swagger, phone to the ear taunt. Your father kept the courts for you, brought you to Billie Jean's privilege of pressure, Arthur Ashe legacy. Everybody hurts sometimes. And this is called Incident, a Golden Shovel After Toy Derricotte. I must have been 7 or 8 years old when a stranger, not yet a man, walks toward me fast, whose face a blur, slick and sperm-like in its smallness, swims toward me, shouts in my way, demands I leave my sidewalk place, his veins red and swelling. Come here, he says, don't you stand back? Don't you know the N-word don't walk in the path of white people? Love, I recall this day, skipping to go and come on my own to the store and back, mostly with a smile, but then in a moment's twist with the play of pain. And this is called Mercy, Mercy Me, after John Murillo. And it is a kind of meditation on memory. Whammo's Pork the Torque pushes Sherry Baby, a big hit in 1963. A neighbor admires how my mother's dress, new or borrowed, discreetly obscures her expectant midriff. Won't you come out tonight? The North Side row house sits on a dead-end street, next door to the maternal grandparents and a vacant lot away from the Allegheny River. In the back, my grandmother's sunflowers guard tomatoes and cabbages. I miss a lot of school, chew aspergum like a rabbit. Memory is a slide down icy streets after flood. Memory is how we stay, why we leave. Memory is a drive over a patch of nothing beneath the parkway. I'm walking from the corner store on November 22nd, a day I should be in school, wondering why people are huddled outside. Memory is an episode from One Step Beyond. We watch Saturday afternoons on the console TV, eating neck bones, greens, and rice. A woman in a recurring dream keeps approaching a strange house, ringing the bell. One dream, someone opens the door, and it's herself. And mid-June seems an appropriate time to read a 4th of July poem. So this is the last one, and it's called What to Dora Lee is the 4th of July. That Connor's riding his motorized bike through my yard again. I'm cartoon coyote blasting Acme TNT. Neighbor kids rip and run, Run tag, kickball, water slide. Jedediah straightens his arms like wings, sings, I fly, I fly. Three nieces, 10, 8, and 6, braids wrapped in beads and barrettes, play go to jail, press their faces through the deck rails, jump up and down in the grass, lighting their new pink and sparkle tennis shoes. Like Giovanni's Knoxville, Tennessee, and okra and greens and cabbage, I eat too much grilled Polish sausage, southern fried chicken, potato salad, macaroni and cheese. Night drums fire kaleidoscopes, signal the coming thunder moon, her relentless eye.